CBS, I Am the World. I'm John Batchelor. The Federal Reserve. Right now, Mr. Powell is in charge of the Federal Reserve, and we're waiting for decisions in May to determine right now where we are in the extreme inflation that is upon us. I welcome Véronique Duregis of the Mercatus Center, writing about the Fed and how we got here. One striking detail from Véronique's reporting to me on this matter is what the Fed hasn't seen happening before it's upon us. For example, subprime mortgage risk 2008, Fed didn't see it. Stimulus spending risks from 2020, Fed didn't see it. Inflation of 2021, Fed didn't see it. Silicon Valley Bank interest risk of 2022, Fed didn't see it. Véronique, a very good evening to you. This is a record of woe. Is there an explanation why the Federal Reserve, which has the data, which has the reach, which has the authority, missed these large problems that are still with us? Good evening to you.
Yes, I think that the regulator and the watcher and the overseer of price stability has been distracted by a lot of other goals, a lot of other mandates. And also, I mean, which basically it's meant that it hasn't kept its eye on the goal and has been stretched thin on doing all sorts of other things, but maybe also has, with all of its intervention into the markets, through the bailing out of banks and through the intervention, the multiple interventions, have maybe been itself the cause of some instability, at least that's what some experts are saying.
The instability looks right now to be behind in the inflation story. There is talk that the Fed will pause in its rate hikes. And the reason given is that you don't raise rates in a recession. Is that something the Fed follows carefully? I mean, are they once again intervening in the marketplace by not raising rates?
The problem is that the Fed is right now in a very, very difficult situation. Its behavior during the pandemic, including the and which was set and the stage was set, you know, in the past decades, where by changing the framework and changing what the role of the Fed should be, the Fed has actively or at least been part of creating this inflation. It's waited to address it. It's been relatively meek in raising an interest rates. It's still in a position where the inflation is still with us. And now, with the raising of the interest rates for an inflation, to fight an inflation it's created partially, it has failed as a regulator to see the fact that a lot of banks and probably other institutions have actually counted, including, by the way, the federal government, counted on these low interest rates to continue forever and face serious, serious rate risks. And it's totally failed to see this. And to, but what can it do? Does it mean it has to choose between two things, like the banking, a potential banking crisis or risk, like more companies with a risk, rate risks? Or not fighting inflation. It's a terrible position to be in.
You point to two monetary economists, George Selgin and William Lastraps, and Lawrence White, three, who asked this question: has the Fed been a success or a failure? Is there an answer?
Well, they looked at the history of the Fed. They looked at many different indicators of stability in the market and Fed intervention. And their broad conclusion was that the full Fed period has been characterized by more rather than fewer symptoms of monetary and macroeconomic instability than the decades leading to the Fed's establishment. So that maybe it is time to think of an alternative. Now, I'll let people who are more you know, better at this than me, and certainly specialized in this than me to weigh in and say what that could look like. But it is true that we have a problem. We have a problem. Even putting the possibility of doing away with the Fed and putting in an alternative institution or setting our economy around a different arrangement, it is really time to say that this is not working. And it's particularly the time because you have a lot of voices who are saying that the Fed, in light of all these banks' failures, needs to be more regulation into the banking system and more rules of all sorts. And I just, the problem is you can put all the rules as you want. If you don't actually change the environments in which those companies and their regulators are operating, you're going to get probably more of the same problems, and very likely the next time it'll be even bigger.
You begin your column in Creator Syndicate by observing the Fed has a credibility problem. That's not something you cure easily. Is the Fed doubted? Is that what Jerome Powell is experiencing every time he says, I'm going to raise rates? People don't believe the Fed, or they figure that afterwards the Fed will not explain itself adequately, so why listen? What has happened?
So, I mean, it's for one thing, I mean, investors and private actors are very rational here. I mean, they've, in the last 20 years or so, each time there's been any problems, the Fed has come to their rescue. I mean, the Fed has actually been, I mean, gotten out of its way to really help the private sector and to keep the asset bubble going and all of that stuff. So they're expecting that it's going to be the same thing. They've also been accustomed to a world of zero rates, and they're not liking these high rates, and they just are demanding that things go back to normal. And of course, the normal of the last 20 years or so, not the normal that we've had for decades and decades and decades before that. And so they're just expecting that the Fed is going to do what the Fed has done over and over again, except that this time probably the Fed has a real problem, because going back to what it's done the last 20 years would mean just leaving inflation not only unfixed or still a problem. I mean, core inflation went up, not down. So it means that energy costs, energy supply, all these problems are improving, but the rest is deteriorating. So, I mean, that's what pausing could risk meaning with consequences.
Final 30 seconds. We don't make predictions. However, if I understand correctly, you have recommended for months and months, years, stay the course. Is that still your recommendation? Another hike?
Yes, that's definitely my recommendation. But, what is the Fed going to do? I'm worried that actually my colleague Tom Honig, who's been saying for all this time, he's been saying, he's formerly of the Fed and the FDIC, he's been saying all along, the Fed is fundamentally a political creature. At some point it's going to cave, and I think there's a real possibility that once again Tom is going to be right.
Veronique Duvergier of the Mercatus Center. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.